You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me on the show, Dr. Michael K. Newman of South Bay Plastic Surgeons. They have an office in Beverly Hills, California, also in Torrance, California. And Dr. Newman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for welcoming.
You're very welcome. Okay, so plastic surgery, I'm excited about this one. So why don't you explain to me what kind of services you specialize in and offer at both your locations in California?
So plastic surgery, as you might know, really comes from the Greek word plastikos, to shape or to mold. It involves really anything all over the body, shaping or molding the body and the face into different looks.
Right.
And that can involve cosmetic surgery and reconstructive surgery. And really, I practice the full spectrum of plastic surgery, including, you know, cosmetic surgery of the face and body, things like mommy makeovers and tummy tucks and fat transfer, breast augmentation,
right,
to things, you know, like facelifts and eyelid surgery, fillers and Botox. And then I also do some reconstructive surgery involving, you know, breast cancer reconstruction and skin cancer reconstruction.
So I take it that some of these surgeries are elective, that people choose to, you know, change their body in some way. But then with the reconstructive, it sounds like some of these surgeries are needed to make people look and feel normal again.
That's exactly right. So some of the reconstructive stuff is to restore form and function, versus the cosmetic surgery is really elective stuff that people choose to have in order to look different, oftentimes just to restore what they had either before kids or before aging.
Right. Now, is there a difference in the not just the cost, but the insurance coverage, as far as I'm not a doctor, an expert, but I take it that insurance companies would probably be way more amped to pay for somebody's reconstructive surgery and not somebody's breast lift or facelift or anything like that.
That's correct. You got it. So as you're imagining, certainly insurance companies don't want to pay for anything that they don't have to. They'd much
right.
rather pay their CEO.
Yeah, of course.
And who knows where insurance is going in the future. But certainly insurance does pay for things that are reconstructive in nature, things like breast reconstruction, cancer reconstruction, even breast reduction, things that are making people more functional and more able to live their lives.
Right.
But they won't pay for that stuff that they don't feel is necessary to stay alive, things like, you know, facelifts and tummy tucks and liposuction.
So they won't pay for my Botox, is what you're telling me.
They will if you have a migraine. Sometimes migraines are actually helped with Botox.
And wow,
so
I had no idea.
Sometimes that can be covered, but that's pretty unusual. And typically, you know, once they see plastic surgeon on there, they get kind of paranoid. So the neurologist typically has to do that.
Now, Dr. Newman, I guess it's kind of important for people to know, even though some of these surgeries may be elective, in most cases, are these major surgeries?
The elective plastic surgery really can range from pretty simple things, you know, in one or two hour surgery home the same day,
right,
quick recovery time of a couple days, to some of the more complex things that might involve maybe, you know, an overnight stay with a nurse and a longer recovery. But most things are pretty quick and pretty quick recovery. And I think plastic surgery is trending more towards getting people back to real life faster, because
right,
that's what people want. People
yeah.
want to get back to their families and their work and their life, and they don't want to take as much time off.
Now, with your practices in California, what do you see the most coming through your doors? I mean, do you see mostly reconstructive stuff, or do you see a lot of the elective, I want to change my body stuff?
In our practice, we see more elective stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would say the most common really in our practice, as well as in the country, if you look at the statistics, is breast augmentation.
Right.
That's kind of number one across the country. And then it drops off next to liposuction and rhinoplasty.
Dr. Newman, I have to ask you, I'm not sure how long you've been practicing medicine, but what was the aha moment? Or what made you want to get into not just medicine, but plastic surgery in particular?
You know, when I went through medical school, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I enjoyed doing everything, but I really liked working with my hands. And so I was inclined to go towards something in surgery.
Yeah.
And so I rotated all through all the surgical specialties, and plastic surgery was just very fun. And I think a lot of medicine is very sad, telling people they have problems and, telling people they have diseases. And plastic surgery is very positive.
Yeah.
Where we get to actually make people better, whether it's reconstructive or, cosmetic elective stuff, we're making people into a better version of themselves. And they end up really happy afterwards.
I mean,
so that was very inspiring.
Generally speaking, when you find out you have a disease or something like that, normally it's because you have an issue that you have to go and get checked out. But I feel like in this situation, it's patients are actually seeking you out to kind of help them live a better quality of life.
That's exactly right. And that part of medicine is fun. And so that's what was appealing for me.
Now, I have to ask, with the plastic surgery, it's always kind of interested me, both not just the medical aspect of it, which obviously you're probably very, very well trained, but also the aesthetic part of it. Like there's an artsy form into plastic surgery. Am I right? Am I on the right track there?
Absolutely. There's definitely more of an artistic side to plastic surgery than most types of medicine. It's really a nice fusion of science and art. And in fact, when we used to interview for plastic surgery jobs and positions, one of the things that some places would make you do is do some sculpting.
Wow.
I remember one place, they gave us a bar of soap and they said, okay, we want you to sculpt or shape that into the shape of an ear. And depending on how you did would determine, whether they might accept you into
the
program.
You're kidding me. That's insane.
Yeah. So they're really bringing that artistic aspect into it.
Wow. Now, Dr. Newman, we unfortunately have to end the show in just about a minute. Time flies when you're having fun, I know.
That's right.
I wanted to kind of know where can people kind of find your services in California? Do you guys have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Sure. I've got an Instagram page, Dr. Newman Plastic Surgery. That's the handle. Or certainly my website. I've got two websites, plasticsurgerysource.com and drnewmanbeverlyhills.com. And I'd be happy to see anybody to come out and get some advice on what to do.
Fantastic. Dr. Michael K. Newman of South Bay Plastic Surgeons, thank you so much for coming on and just kind of giving us a little insight into what you do for a living. We really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.